Mr. N.K. Premachandran, I believe that you are at the place of the tragedy. So could you understand what actually happened last night?
Yeah, now I have reached here by 4 a.m. in the morning and still I am here. Almost the rescue operations are already over. Now it is being reliably learned that officially confirmed that around 80 persons have already died.
Okay.
And 245 persons who are injured are admitted in various hospitals and they are under treatment, and so many casualties in that also is there. And the incident which has happened was, this is a traditional custom of this temple in Paravur, Kollam district of Kerala. That is, a fireworks competition was there since long. But unfortunately, this time they have tried for the fireworks competition, but the district administration did not provide the permission. Then finally, by any means, they have obtained the permission for having this fireworks show. And as a result of this fireworks show, this fire has come from and it has hit on the fireworks storage building and that has exploded. As a part of the explosion, it is even up to 2 kilometers away from the place of occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
The concrete pillars have gone and hit on the people and they have also died. So such a big explosion took place. Since the fireworks are kept and stored in the concrete building, and it has exploded, and because of its intensity and its gravity, so many casualties have happened. So far, 78 to 80 persons have already died, and others are admitted in the hospital. The rescue operations were completed within 1 hour, and the fire force and the Kerala police, as well as voluntary workers and the public, all together participated in the rescue operations, and the rescue operations was a very success, and it was completed by 1 hour. Now we are trying our level best to see what better treatment could be provided to the patients who are admitted in the hospitals. The state government has already declared that all better proper treatment be provided, whether it is in the private hospital or in the hospital, all expenses will be met by the government. And the urgent cabinet meeting is being held by 3 p.m. today. Other procedures and actions will be taken at the cabinet discussion. The cabinet extraordinary cabinet meeting is being held at Kollam.
Okay.
Is being held at Kollam. So
okay.
The mode of inquiry, anyway, the government has already decided to conduct an inquiry, but the mode of inquiry will be decided by the cabinet. The mode of inquiry will be decided by the cabinet.
Okay.
That is at 3 p.m.
Okay, yeah. And the media report from Kerala suggests that no necessary precautions, safety precautions were taken at this event when such a massive fireworks is going to happen. So is it true that no safety precautions were there?
Yeah, really safety lapses are there. That's why I have suggested that there was confusion regarding the permission for having this fireworks. Actually, it is learned that the district administration has not given permission for having this fireworks, but subsequently they have obtained some other permission from somewhere. I don't know. The matter has to be come out only by having a detailed in-depth inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
And for which the government is trying to conduct an inquiry. Most probably it will be a judicial inquiry. Anyway, some security lapses are there. That is absolute. From the prima facie inspection of the site, you will get the first-hand information that there are a lot of lapses in security angle. This is an issue which is to be addressed. In all the festivals, fireworks and all these things, the safety measures have to be addressed. But unfortunately, here also that was there. That is why this much casualty took place in Paravur. That is the Puttingal temple. It is a traditional festival of this temple.
Okay. One more thing is the Prime Minister of India, Mr. Narendra Modi, visiting Paravur after this tragedy? There are reports like that.
Yeah. We have heard that Mr. Prime Minister is visiting, and also Sri Rahul Gandhi, the AICC Vice President, is visiting, and Mr. J.P. Nanda, the Health Minister, Union Health Minister, he's on the way to Kollam. And the government of India is also taking very serious concern of this incident. The government of Kerala is also have taken very effective and immediate steps in addressing the issues. So definitely, I think that this will be a matter to be discussed regarding the festivals and all these things. Because not only this fireworks alone, so many this type of unhappy incidents, unfortunate incidents are taking place at the temple festival places. So definitely, this is a matter to be discussed in depth, and some policy matter has to be evolved as far as these festivals are concerned.
Thank you, Mr. N.K. Premajandran, for talking to SBS Radio.
Thank you, Debushivida.